Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Welcome to this episode where you'll hear insights that will help you to level up your leadership thinking on USAID projects with original perspectives. I'm Dr. D, and today we examine the power of your voice. Whether you're rallying a team, pitching an idea, or advocating for change, your voice is your ambassador. So, how can we ensure it represents us authentically and effectively? Let's dive into the art of public speaking, tailored for the passionate leader ready to make a difference. It's said that Martin Luther King Jr.'s resonant tones could stir souls and move mountains. While not all of us are born with King's oratorical gifts, public speaking is a craft that can be honed with practice and intention. The right words spoken with conviction can catalyze action and even bring life into your project's vision. Psychological studies affirm that effective public speaking can significantly boost a leader's influence and his or her credibility. But it's not just about what you say, it's how you say it that engraves your message in the minds and the hearts of your audiences. Consider the last time you listened to a speaker who truly captivated you. What was it about their delivery that held you spellbound? Was it their clarity, their passion? Perhaps it was the power of their pause. How can you, as Chief of Party, harness the full potential of your voice to not only share your vision, but to ignite a collective drive toward achieving your vision? Here are a set of strategies to elevate your public speaking prowess. First, be very intentional when you craft your message. Every great speech has a strong, clear message at its heart. What's your core idea? Distill it down, then build your story around it. Second, practice the power of pause. A well-timed silence can underscore a point and give your audience space to absorb your message. Third, this is one of my favorites, engage with empathy. Speak to the hopes, to the challenges, even the aspirations of your audience. Make it about them, and they'll follow you. They'll connect to your ideas. Fourth, vary your volume and pace. Just like a captivating piece of music, your speech should have highs and lows that add emotional depth to your words. Fifth, perfect the art of the opening and close. Start with a strong statement or a question that grabs attention, and then end, always end with a call to action that leaves a lasting impression. Sixth, embody your message. Use gestures and body language that align with your words. Your physicality is a silent yet powerful component of your delivery. When you speak with authenticity and fervor, you're not just sharing a message, you're extending an invitation to join a movement that can transform lives, that can transform landscapes. So, in every public speaking circumstance, as a leader, you must speak with intention, weave your words with wisdom, and watch as your vision takes flight. And that's a wrap for today's show. I hope you gleaned valuable leadership perspectives from our talk. Join me next time as we tackle new topics essential for USAID project success.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. Your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact. One USAID-funded project at a time.